This Yitzray, because the Yitzhar was taken away already. Like Rashi says, Nishchat Yitzra the Anshek Nesagadela. The Anshek Nesagadela, we had him in the Gemara Sanhedrin, slaughtered it. Bikshu Rachman, Venimtru Biyad of Ragu, because I'm going to be having Gemara Sanhedrin. So therefore, let's go through this path. It'll be easier to withstand the Nisayan. Omla Edith, the other one said back, no, just the opposite. Nezala Pischa the Bezoinus. Let's go down the road that leads to the house of the Zoinus. And you know what? The Nechvayel Yitzron. Let us hold back our temptations. We'll hold back our Yitzhara. And therefore, the Nechabal Agra will receive reward for that. Adarabba, let's show that we're big tzaddikim. We'll go past the Zoinus and we'll hold ourselves back and we'll get reward. So what happened was, they listened to him. Mashmi, he went out. Even though Tais says on top that Mikan Yeshluma Jaderach Laharchik Mi Pesach Avashachovim Kol Mashi Yochol Mishun Nesiv Atikrov El Pesach Beiso Mukmili El Avashachovim. That's why the second one out. That really is supposed to stay away as far as possible from an Avoy Dezorah. So therefore they had the two choices, even though one reason is to go that way because it's easier. The other one said no, we have to stay away from the Avoy Dezorah. Either the other road is harder, there's a temptation there. Okay, well what's stand the temptation? That's what happened. Kimoti Yosem, when the two Rabbonim went past by this house of the Zoinois, Chazinu LeZoinois, Itzchanu Mikamayu. The Zoinois saw them coming, and they went inside, they locked the door from them. Kids, so they had no temptation, like it was okay, the Rabbonim passed by, the Zoinois went inside the house, they didn't flirt with them. Omalei, so the other one said to him, Minolo Chohor, how do you know this? That will be so easy for us to hold back our temptation, like you're lucky, nothing happened, they were afraid of us. But how did you know to put yourself in such a situation of temptation? Or Malay, he said back to him, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Mezima Tishmor Lecha. Zima will watch you, Tavuna Tinsarecha, and Tavuna will protect you. So, Omele will soon see, Zima means here Torah. So, I mean, since we have the Limitat Torah, Torah protects us from Znus. So, Omele Rabbanu Lerova. Rabbanu said to Rava, my mezima, what does it mean, the word mezima tishmo lecha? Hilaim, if you want to tell me Torah, it means that the Torah we have, the person learns Torah, that will protect you from znus. If so, tichsiv, how do you know this? Tichsiv bo, it says here zima, umetagminim, the targum unklis says in the word zima, atzat chatoyim, the council of the chatoyim of the chaitim. That's what zima means. Well, Siv, another post says in Shayo, Hifla Eitzo Higdul Tshua. Here the post to Shia, right? Here the post is talking about Torah, and it says the word Eitzo, and Eitzo pertains to Torah. So if so, Torah is what protects us from Atzas Chatoyim, from Zima. So Mar says, Ihochi, if this will be Pshan the Postig, then Zima Miboile should have said Zima Tishmor Lecho. Zima meaning the Torah that you learned, that will protect you. That's what the Postig should have said. Rashi says like Tishmalechem Mikol Dovarav Hirur Chet. So there and Vionu Holchim Hiluch Vediba Vedivrei Torah. When we were walking, we were talking and learning. That's how he was so sure of himself that no bad would happen to him because they were talking and learning when they passed by this house of the Zionists. So maybe that's what the pasuk means here. Zima means Torah. So Mor says no. It should have said then Zima Tishmalecha. What's the word Mezima from Zima? So much like this, Rav Hakakom, this is what the Pasuk means to say. Midvar Zima Tishmor Lecha Torah. That means Torah that you have, that you're learning, will protect you from Zima, from Znus, from Atzat Chatoyim. Tinsercha, that will also protect you. So that's what the Pasuk means. It means that the Torah you have will protect you from Zima, from the bad thoughts, from Znus. Tan Rabbanan, the price sounds like this. Kishenitvasu Rabbi Eleza ben Pratio, Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan. They're both caught by the Roman governments. They're both caught, put in jail. So, Omalei Rabbi Eleza ben Pratio, Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan. He said to him, Ashrecha, worthy are you. Shenitvas al Dovrecha. You're only caught for one crime. You only did one thing wrong. Oili, Rabbi Eleza ben Pratio said to himself, Oivei, Oyani, Shenitvasti al Chamisha Dvarim. I was caught, they have me down for five counts, five crimes I caused, that they're going to give me judgment for. All my Rabbi Chanina said back to him, don't worry, Ashrecha, you're worthy, you're better off. Shenitzva soa chamisha dvorim. The ata nitzol, but you're going to be saved. You'll see. You'll be saved. Your judgment will be freed. You'll be freed. Oily, oy to me. Shenetfasti adav recha. I was caught for one thing. Hamashim was. It was a good taina that he was caught for, and therefore viena nitzol. I won't be saved. Why not? What's the difference? So he said, Ruchlina said to him, Sha'at osakta b'ter v'gmich asodim. You, Reb Lozer v'Pratya, you oisik true in learning Torah, you're a big Talmid Chacham, but you're also extremely oisik in gemilas chasodim, doing good to other people, doing chesed to other people. But v'ani, me, Reb Chanina ben Shradion, lo yosakti ela b'ter b'vad. I mainly only learned Torah all the time. We'll soon see, even though he did the gemilas chasodim, but not to the boyle, not the way he was supposed to. Therefore, he said upon himself, he will not be saved from the Romans this time. Tamar says, "Ukad Rafuna, like Rafuna, the Yom Rafuna, koloisik about terrible vad, doima kimi shema like elokha. If someone only learns Torah, it's like you do not have Hashem on you." So Rashi says, "Lahogin alav." It means like you don't have Hashem to protect you. In order to have a protection from Hashem, you have to be Isaac in both. Shinam the Pasuk says, "The Yomim Rabim li Yisrael aloy alehai emes." They had no Hashem. What does that mean? That means they were not oisik in gemilas chasodim. Now, my leloy elahayim, what does it mean they didn't have any truthful, true God? It means shekol oisik ba terrible vat, whoever just learns Torah and does not practice what he learns, he does not do chesed, is doima kimi shen leloyha. It's like he doesn't have any God. Because we know, we just had by Rus, there's Tchilosai Gemilas Chasodim, Seifa Gemilas Chasodim, the Torah from the beginning to end teaches us how to do Gemilas Chasodim. So therefore, it's not enough just to learn, you have to like practice what you're learning. So you have to be Isaac involved in learning and in Gemilas Chasodim. So Mashmi Chanina did not do, so far, Mashmi did not do any Gemilas Chasodim. So Mor says, is that true? Well, the Gemilas Chasodim, lo yosak, the Chanina ben Trad, and then Isaac and Gemilas Chasodim, for your tiny, we learn like this. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, lo yite nodu moisob lianaki shal tzedaka, a person should not give money to an arnaki, a pushka of tzedaka, el im came a moon all of Talmud Chacham, Rebbe Chanina ben Tradion, lest you have a good mamuna, you have somebody over it, a gabbai tzedaka, that is worthy to take care of the money, to give out the money the right way. So if so, you see, Chanina ben Tradion did chesed, like he was a gabbai tzedaka. Zumar says, him nu hu dehevim hemen, true, they trusted him. He was a trustworthy person. They would give tzedakah to him. But never layovid. But he did not do any chesed. He did not do enough chesed. For the more is that true, we are tiny, we learn like this. Omar loy. Moyes will soon see next Gemara later that he asked his Rebbe, as he zoichus hele mabor. So Rebbe said, let me hear something you did. So Rebbe ben Tradin answered back and said like this. Omar loy. Moyes shalpurim nischafli b'moyes shal tzedakah. I once had money that I collected for Purim, and the locker is the money that's collected for Purim has to be given out on Purim to the Aniyim to buy Tzarchi Purim. You cannot use it for any other purpose. And he, in his pocket, it got mixed up, that money, with the money that he collected before for regular tzedakah. And what did he do? V'chalaktim l'Aniyim, that he gave out that amount of money to the Aniyim from his own pocket. In other words, he was mesupik, where did that money shall Purim go? So he did not just take the money from tzedakah money, but since it got mixed up, he went with name Rishur Sadin, from his own pocket he gave out money to give out to the Aniyim, and that's the way he gave out for the Mois of Purim. Rashi said, what? So we used to change tzedakah, the Aniyim shall lose Purim, and he brought him Mishali, yes, Purim. So the first shot is though, he mixed up that money of Purim, he thought it was regular tzedakah money, so he gave it out to Aniyim, he did not tell them for Sudis Purim. So what he did is, he laid out the money from his own pocket. So here you see, he did chesed. He laid out money from his own pocket to give to the Aniyim. That was the Maisa Tzidkis, so soon to the next Gemara, he was there to tell him about because of this. So Gemara says, true. Meva and Ovid, of course, from Chanina ben Tradion, did Maisa Chesed. Halavai, we should do like that. But Kidiboy Elay Lo Yovid, but the way he was supposed to do at his great Madrego of Chanina ben Tradion, he did not live up to his great standard of Gemilas Chasodim. If he was not zeicher to be saved. Yeah. Now, Asiel, they were both put in jail. So the first, the government took out Asiel, the Reb Lozer ben Pratya. Omru, they said, listen, we have a lot of complaints against you. First of all, my time at Tonis. How come you learned? How come you're ready? How come you're learning Torah? There's a gzera now, you're not allowed to learn Torah. Oh, my time of ganavta, and we also have you down to be a ganav, you're a robber. How come you're a robber? You did two things wrong. Amlu, he said like this. Mamanashav, you're wrong. If I'm a robber, I'm not a learner. V'safra, if I'm a learner, I'm not a robber. Can't be together. A learner, a talmid chacham, doesn't rob. And the guy that says he can rob him doesn't have time to learn. So one of these two things are wrong. Says so, umiduho leso, nami leso. Like a monoshach, I have you caught here. One is not true. So since you're kaif of the mixas, the sum of both is wrong. You have neither. Neither. I'm not a talmid chacham, I'm not a robber. Okay, let him go on that. Two down. Now, my time of Karl the Rebbe. But if so, how come they call you a Rebbe? If they call you a Rebbe, your name is Rebbe Lezer, so Mestama, you learn Torah. She answered back, no, Rabban Shal Tasoimani. I'm a bigger weaver. I know how to weave very good. I'm a Rebbe. I'm the greatest. I'm the professor in weaving. They call me Rebbe because I'm the professor of weaving. Okay, let's see if you know how to weave or not. So I see Le Chirei Kibure, they brought him two rolls of wool. Omrule, they said to him like this, hide the shesiv, hide the yarb. Which one is the wharf? Which one is the womb? Let's see if you know which way to put the wool on the wharf, on the nida, weaver. So he didn't know Taka. What happened was, is charish le nisa net happened here. And asya zibarisa, a fly came, a male fly came, by sivoy al the shesiv. Went upon the shesiv, the one that goes up and down. Because that's the one that's mekabel, the wharf that goes sideways. That's like a zokor. Zibruta is a female. She's like a female that receives the zokor. So zibruta, female fly, went upon the shesi. That's the one that goes up and down, that receives the weaver, the one that goes in between. The yasi zibura, male fly, went. The yosad al diarva, went upon the one that goes crisscross. That's like the zokor that goes in. The kids, he was able to tell them which one was which. Omalu, so he's able to answer back. Hi, the Shastia, this is the one that goes straight up in the war. And Bahai, the Arba, this is the one that goes crisscross. So he's able to answer. Okay. Omalu had another question upon him. My time, Aloyosius Levayavidon. How come he didn't come to the meeting for the discussion we have once a week? That the Goyim and the Jews have discussions together. How come he didn't come to our base of Avidon? Rashi says, they eat and drink there. They also ask questions there. Are not allowed to ask some questions. They only Isaac what they need for their avodah zarah, and whatever they need, they're menadev. They raise the money. They make an appeal right there for whatever they need. So how come he didn't come to the appeal, the kitchen? Because they wanted his money probably. Amayli asked Levi Avidan. Oh, Malui said, listen, Zakanis, I'm getting old already. Oh, Miss Yorani, Shematu Masuni Braglechem. Maybe you're gonna trample over me. I can't go to such big meetings. So Amru, they said back to him, Viyada Idno, Kama Savi Yisramis. What kind of question is that? Until now, let's take out the history book. How many people were ever trampled down in our meetings? We're very courteous. We take care of our people. We don't trample on anybody. So that was his Chorish Nisa, and that happened that day. Hahu Yoimah, that morning it happened that Irmus Chatzaba, one old Roman, was trampled down by the meeting that day. Okay, they let him go. Oh, my time, we have another complaint though. Oh, my time, Koshavkis Abdu Cholacheris. Hashem was Yoivu then, or was Yen the Shemitah, so he freed his Eved, and Eved goes free by Shemitah, by Yoivu. So how come you freed your Eved, you're not allowed to do mitzvahs? How did you free your Eved? Yeah, right. According to this child, is never different. What does Rashi say? It's not the Jewish law to free your Eved on Yovel. So how come you did this? So what happened was, Omalu, he answered back, well, this never happened. He took a chance. This never happened. No, I never freed my Eved. It's not true. So what happened was, one Roman that was there stood up, and Lasudebe, he was about to say, this, no, I know, I saw the way you freed your Evid. So what happened was, also Elio Anovi came to this great Roman here, he appeared to this Roman also like one great Roman, and Omale said to him, listen, since so many Nisim happened right to Rebbe Lezi, you see he's getting out of this judgment, Yishno, b'hon nami yischorish le nisa. that something's going to happen to him. Even if you're going to say you're Eidus, he's going to be freed anyway. That's what happened to him. And v'hu gavra b'shusa. And you'll only be embarrassed. Like for trying to say the statement that he freed his Eved, you're only going to lose out on the deal. So Leo and Navi warned him, do not say anything. But this person, this Roman, did not listen. And he still got up. You'll only see embarrassment. But this Roman did not listen to Eliyahu. And therefore, come the Maimelu. He stood up and was raising his hand. Please, I want to say this, that I know Reb Lezer did free a slave. What happened was, that second, it came in an important letter, had to be sent to the Kaiser. And who did they have to send? This Roman. The chief, the general in charge, here says, okay, you're about to say, you just raise your hand, you want to say something, you go out and send this letter to the king. What happened was, and through Gavra, is also Leo another came and met him on the road, and Paskiar Bemeya Parsi gave him a push that made him fly 400 miles, and also he went to Leosa, he never came back. The kid said, that guy never returned anymore, so Leosa Yasu. Loyos, so he never came back. Since the kid was the Meister of Jablezer, like you can understand, he was freed. He was caught on 5 points dead against him, and he was freed. What happened was now, Asiul Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan. Now they brought up the second judgment, the Romans, they brought up Chanina ben Trajan. Armor, they said to him, Michael, Sakta Diraisa, we caught you learning Torah from Sam Barabim, and with the Xeri, now let him learn Torah. How come you were learning Torah? Armor, he answered back, I did what Hashem commanded me to. That's it. So Miyad right away goes through all of the Sreifa. The made Xer upon him, he should be burnt to death. The Alishtoi, his wife, Lariga, should be killed. The Albitoi, and upon his daughter, Leisha Bekupashil Zoinus. She'll have to sit in the house where the Zoinus are. She'll have to become a Zoinus herself. We'll soon see why. So all of the Sreifa, his Gzadin was the Sreifa. Why? What was his Chet? Wasn't only the fact that he was learning Torah. For this, he would have been saved. But the reason why, Hoiga es Hashem b'yos Yosef, he used to say out, pronounce,